Types of antimicrobials. The major classification of antimicrobials is based on the broad category of microorganisms against which the drugs possess activity. This includes antibacterials, antivirals, antifungals, and antiparasitics. Antibacterials. Antibacterials include beta-lactams, penicillins, cephalosporins, and other beta-lactams, fluoroquinolones, macrolides, lincosamides, aminoglycosides, and miscellaneous other agents. Penicillins. The first major antibacterials of the antibiotic era were the natural penicillins, which came into widespread use in the 1940s. All penicillins contain a beta-lactam ring, which makes up the core structure of not only the natural and semi-synthetic penicillins, but also all cephalosporins, monobactams, and carbapenems. All beta-lactam drugs possess bactericidal activity by inhibiting cell wall synthesis. The original penicillin, penicillin G, is a natural product synthesized by the mold Penicillium. Exhibit 3-7 summarizes various types of penicillins. Exhibit 3-7, beta-lactams, class, penicillins. Source, Ready Reference for Microbes, 4th edition. Cephalosporins. Several generations of cephalosporins are available, as shown in Exhibit 3-8. Note that antimicrobials and higher, such as 4th and 5th, generations generally have more broad-spectrum activities. Exhibit 3-8, beta-lactams, class, cephalosporins. Source, Ready Reference for Microbes, 4th edition. Other beta-lactams. Exhibit 3-9 summarizes two additional classes of beta-lactam drugs, monobactam and carbapenems. Exhibit 3-9, beta-lactams, class, other beta-lactams. Source, Ready Reference for Microbes, 4th edition. Fluoroquinolones. Fluoroquinolones are summarized in Exhibit 3-10. Exhibit 3-10, Fluoroquinolones. Source, Ready Reference for Microbes, 4th edition. Other antibacterials. Exhibit 3-11 summarizes various other antibacterials. Exhibit 3-11, Other Antibacterials. Source, Ready Reference for Microbes, 4th edition. Antivirals. Antivirals are available for many common and life-threatening viruses. Acyclovir was the first widely used antiviral drug, owing to its infrequent toxicity and activity against a common family of human viruses, the herpes viridae. Acyclovir and related agents are less active against varicella zoster virus, responsible for chickenpox. Shingles or herpes zoster is a manifestation of secondary or recurrent infection. Treatment of residents with herpes zoster using acyclovir or one of its derivatives may reduce the commonly seen complication of postherpetic neuralgia. Exhibit 3-12 summarizes miscellaneous classes and subclasses of antivirals. Exhibit 3-12, Miscellaneous Antivirals. Source, Ready Reference for Microbes, 4th edition. Antiretrovirals revolutionized the care of persons infected with human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, as summarized in Exhibit 3-13. Exhibit 3-13, Antivirals, Antiretrovirals, HIV Treatment. Source, Ready Reference for Microbes, 4th edition. Antifungals. Exhibit 3-14 summarizes antifungals. Exhibit 3-14, Antifungals. Source, Ready Reference for Microbes, 4th edition. Antiparasitics. Parasitic infections are relatively infrequent in the U.S. but constitute many of the most common infections in the world. Some antiparasitics are available in the U.S. only from the CDC. Drugs such as chloroquine, primaquine, quinine, mefloquine, and doxycycline are used for the treatment or prophylaxis of malaria, a protozoan infection. Schistosomiasis is treated with praziquantel. The treatment of nematodes, roundworms, includes ivermectin and albendazole. Finally, a class of antimycobacterials exist. These agents are usually used in combination therapy and not as a single agent treatment. They include ethambutol, isoniazid, pyrazinamide, rifampin, and streptomycin.